Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Elkanah Ostern. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
Daf Pei Hei. We have learned on the end of Daf Pei Dalet Omud Beis that the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk of Lo Yikochu that a Isha that's Psula Lekuuna, if she gets married with a Koyen, just like the Koyen is Oiver and Iser, she is also Oiver and Iser. We find in the Mishnah in the Dorim, on Daf Tzadik Omud Beis, that the Mishnah says, Borishoino hoyu oimrim, in the beginning Chachomim used to say, that an Eishes Koyen that says that she was Mezane Bo'ines, then the Koyen has to be Megarisher, but she gets a Ksuvo, since she says that she was Mezane Bo'ines. Chozru loimar, afterwards Chachomim had Charote, Sheloite isha nisenes eneo be'acher umekalkeles al bailo. Ho'imeres tmi'a nilicho tovi rayel et voril. Chachomim were choizer to say that an eishes koyen that says that she was mezane, then we do not believe her since v'choishesh maybe she wants to get married with a different person. Therefore, if she does not bring a raya, she's not nemon, and she's mutter to the husband, to the koyen, and the koyen does not have to be megarish her. Comes Tesvis over there in Nedorim and asks a tremendous kasha, and I'll quote the Loshon HaTosfos. V'im toimar, t'mea nilucho, amay loy mehemno, hoshoviso nafsho chaticho di isuro. Asks Tesvis a tremendous kasha. We know the concept of shavya nafshi chaticho di isuro, which means that a person could aser himself in something. Therefore, even if the isha klapi the baal, the isha's koyen, klapi the baal, she's not nemon, but klapi atzmo, klapi herself, she's nemon mitzad shavya nafshi chaticho di isuro. So how could she be mutter to the koyen? Brings Tesvis a very interesting teretz in the name of Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. And I quote the Loshon HaTosfos. V'tiretz harav Rabbi Eliezer, deloi motzinu zoino, shehi asuro linosi lekoyen. Devadai hu muzor oleo, aval hi, einu muzeres olav. Hilkach gam ledvoreo, einu asura boy. Answers Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, a very interesting chiddush. The eishes koyen is not muzar, she has no aveira to get married. If she was mezane, she has no aveira, personal aveira, to get married with the koyen. The whole iser is on the koyen, that the koyen is osur to marry, to continue to be married to a zoino. But on the isha, on the eishes koyen, there's no iser. Therefore, it's not shayach here, the halacha, the concept of shavyo anafshu chaticho de isuro. Since klape the koyen, the husband, she's mutter. Jess, klape herself, she has no iser. Comes Tesvis and asks on Rabbi Lezer Mimitz a tremendous kasha from our Gemara. In our Gemara, we see mefurish that the Gemara learns out from Lo Yikochu that a isha that's psulo lekoyen, just like the koyen is over a iser by marrying her, she's also over a iser. Therefore, the eishes koyen that says that she was mezane bo'ines, so she also klapi atzmo, klapi herself, she has an iser to continue to be married with the koyen. So why isn't Shayach here halacha of Shavya Nafshu Chaticha de Isura? Therefore, Tosfos remains Betzorichion on the teretz of Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. Kom d'achroinim and answer the kashe of Tosfos on Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. We find in Shuvis Malbushi Yomtev Even Oezer Simen Zayin, in Shuvis Chsam Sofer Even Oezer Simen Kuf Nun, and in Sefer Bnei Ahuva from Abyonis and Aibishitz, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, and Perik Chov Daled from Ishus, that they all answer the same teretz to explain Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. And they say that Rabbi Lezer Mimitz learned Pshat Nar Gemara, that what the Gemara learns out from Lo Yikochu, that a Isha that's Psula the Kehuna, that gets married with a Koyen, is also over the Iser, just like the Koyen is over the Iser, the Gemara does not mean to say that the Isha has a private Isser, or Isser Atzmi, just like the Kohen has an Isser Atzmi by getting married to the Isha Apsulo. That's not Pshat in the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar Mimitz learns Pshat that what the Torah here is Merabe from Lo Yikochu, that the Isha that's possible to Kuhuna is Osir to get married with the Kohen, is not an Isser Atzmi. The Torah here says that she's Oiver an Isser because she's Machshil the Kohen, which means that she's Oiver Lifne Iver Dike Isser. It's not an Isser Atzmi, a private Isser for her. Mimele, that's Pshat in Rabbi Elazar Mimitz. Therefore, says Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, since when the Isha's Kohen, says that she was Mezane, we do not believe her. And the Kasha of Tosfos was, what's with the Alocha of Shavya Nafsho Chaticha de Isura? Comes Rabbi Elazar Mimitz and says, here it's not Shayach Shavya Nafsho Chaticha de Isura, since she does not have an Isur Atzmi. Her whole Isur is that she's Machshul the Kohen, and since she's not Nemon Klapi the Kohen, so it's not Shayach here Lifnei Iver Dike Isur, and the Isur Atzmi she does not have. Therefore, it's not Shayach here Shavya Nafshi Chaticha de Isura. That's how the Achroinim explain Pshat in Rabbi Elazar Mimitz. I saw in the Sefer Yashresh Yaakov on Yevomis that he asks a tremendous kasha on this Teretz of the Achroinim from our Gemara here on Daf Pehei Omud Aleph. And I'll quote the Gemara. The Gemara says on the top of the Omud, V'arei Tumo, the Lav She'ein Shove Bakoil, V'taymei Dekos of Rachmono Bnei Aroin V'loi Bnois Aroin, Holavochi, Hava Aminen Noshim Chayovois. My time, lav mishum der Rabbi Yudo Amarav. Answers the Gemara, loy, the gamrinan miloy kochu. The Gemara says that the reason why we need a pasuk to teach us that a bas koyen is not muzhar in Isser Tumas Meis is because that we would have thought that since we learn out from the pasuk of loy kochu that a isha, that psula de kuuna is oivera Isser when she gets married with the koyen, just like the Kohen is Oivera Isser. So I would say that also a Bas Kohen is Muzar and Isser Tumeh. Therefore we need the Pasuk of Bnei Aroin to tell us that Bnois Aroin, that a Bas Kohen, is not Muzar in the Isser of Tumas Meis. Says the Yashresh Yaakov, according to the Teretz of the Achroinim that we just mentioned, the Gemara here is very difficult to understand. Because what's the Hava Amina to say? That just like we learn out from the Pasuk Lo Yikochu, that a Isha that's Psula the Kohuno is Muzahar to get married with the Kohen, just like the Kohen is Muzahar, so we would have a Hava Amina to say that a Bas Kohen is also Muzahar to be Metame Lemeisim. According to the Teretz of the Achroinim, what's the Gemara's comparison? What's the Dimion? From the Pasuk of Lo Yikochu we learn out that a Isha that's psula de kuuno is muzar, not a isur atzmi, not a private isur. Her whole isur is that she should not be machshil the koyen. But legabi tumo, tumo is a isur atzmi. We have no mocker from lo yikochu that a bas koyen would have a isur atzmi to be metame lemeisim. Therefore, lechoyer we see from the Gemara mufurish not like the achroinim. That the Isser of Lo Yikochu, that we learn out that a Isha that's posel the Keuno is also Muzar not to get married with the Kohen, that it's a Isser Atzmi. She has a private Isser, just like the Kohen has a private Isser. So she also has a private Isser, and her Isser is not a Lifne Iver Dike Isser. Therefore, we had a Havamina to say that just like she is Muzar not to get married with the Kohen, then also a Bas Kohen would be Muzar in the Isser of Tumas Meis. Therefore, Komashmel on the Posuk Bnei Aroin to teach us that Abbas Koyen is not Muzar in Tumas Meis. So Lechoyro, we see Mefurish not like the Teretz of the Achroinim. Therefore, the Teretz of the Achroinim is Tzorich Iyun. We'll continue now the Gemara. The Gemara says, Bo Minei Bnei Veiri Merav Sheishis. Shnio Lebal Veloi Shnio Leyovom. Yesh lo ksuvam yovam oy loy. The Gemara has a suffix. What's the din? If the Isha is a shniya to the Baal, she's also on the Baal midin shniya, but she's mutter to the Yovam. Is the Yovam chayiv in a ksuva or not? The Gemara goes on to explain that it's dode asofik. We find in the Rishonim, in the Ramban, the Rashbo, and the Ritvo, that you all ask, what's the suffix of the Gemara? If the Gemara is speaking in a case when the Yovam wasn't Mekayim yet the mitzvah of Yibum, he wasn't Koines, the Yevomo, then what's the question? For sure, the Yovam is not Chayiv in Ksuva. She's not his wife yet. And if the Gemara is speaking that the Yovam was Koines, the Yevomo, he was Mekayim mitzvah Yibum, then L'choira it's Poshut that he's Chayiv in Ksuva. Because of the halacha that we find in Baba Kame Daf Peites Amud Aleph, that the Gemara says, Omar Abaye, Osru Loi Lo'odom, Shiyishe Beloi Ksuve. Chazal asked a person to live with a wife without Ksuva. Therefore, it's poshet that if the Yovam lives with the Yavama, he's chayving Ksuva. So what's the suffix of the Gemara? Answer the Rishonim, that the Gemara is speaking in a case that the Yovam was Koines the Yavama, he was Mekayim Mitzvah Yibum, but right after he was Mekayim Mitzvah Yibum, he wants to Megarish the Yevomo. And on that case, the Gemara is Mistapek, is the Yovam Chayev Ksuve or not? But Eino Chanami say the Rishonim, if the Yovam wants to continue to live with the Yevomo, it's Poshet that he's Chayev to give her a Ksuve. On the other hand, we find in the Rambam, in Perek Beis Miyibum Halocha Yud Zayin, that the Rambam writes, and I quote the Loshna Rambam, Yevomo sheloy hoyo lo al bay lo ksuvo, mipnei shehoiso asuro olov, v'arei muteres liyovom, kmoi sheisbayer, imrotza yovom liyabeim miyabeim, ve'ein lo olov ksuve, kederech shloy hoyo lo al bay lo. Says the Rambam that if the Yevomo is osro al bay lo, midin shnio, and she's mutter to the Yovam, says the Rambam, the Yovam is potter from Chiyuv Ksuve. The Bach in Even Ho'ezer, Simen Kuf Sameches, is medayek mistimas loshna Rambam, that it's mashma, that the Rambam is choylik on the Rishonim we have mentioned before, and the Rambam holds that even if the Yovam wants to keep the Yovama, he wants to continue to live with the Yavama, he's potter from Chiyuv Ksuve. The only kasha is, how is the Rambam going to answer the kasha of the Rishonim? As we mentioned before, the Gemara in Baba Kama says that Osro Loi Lo'odom Shiyishe Beloi Ksuve. And the reason for that takone is, as the Gemara there explains, Kedei Sheloi Teikalo Be'inov Lo Yitzio, which means that since a person is Mechuyev in a Ksuve, he won't be Megarish his wife so fast. He'll think twice before he's Megarish, since he has to pay the Ksuve. Comes the Bach and says two tirutzim to explain the Rambam. We'll mention the second teretz of the Bach. Says the Bach that this takone that Chachomim made, that a person is osur to live with a wife without a Ksuve, Kdei Shlo Teikalo Beinov Lo Yitzio, is only when the Nesuim were a kosher Nesuim, a person married a Isha Kshero, Chachomim wanted them to continue to live peacefully, therefore Chachomim were mesakin that if the husband wants to megarish the Isha, he has to give her a Ksuvo. And then he'll think twice if he really wants to be megarish the Isha. But in our case, in our Gemara, that we're speaking that the Yevomo was Osru Lebailo, and since the Yevomo is Osru al Bailo, so the Baal was never Mischayev Ksuve. Therefore, since the Zike of the Yovam comes from a Ishus which is Osir and a Ishus that's not Mechayev Ksuve, said Chachomim, we do not care if the Yevomo would be Kalo Be'eini HaYovam Lo Yitzio. Therefore, says the Rambam, that it's mutter for the Yovam to continue to live with the Yevomo without a Ksuve. That's how the Bach explains the sheet of the Rambam. We find in the Or Sameach, on that Rambam, that he explains the Rambam in a different way. And he says that the Rambam in Lushoino Yazov answered the Kasha of the Rishonim. After the Rambam says that the Yovam is not chayiv in ksuva, the Rambam adds a few words, and I quote the Loshna Rambam, Vedino im Yevomo betoisefes, kmoi shehoiso im bailo. The Rambam says that the Yovam, even though he's not chayiv in ksuva, but he's chayiv in toisefes ksuva, just like the husband, even though the Isha was osur to the husband, she was a shniyo, and the husband was potter from ksuve, but in Tosefes ksuve, the husband was chayev. Therefore, says the Rambam, and also the Yovam is chayev in Tosefes ksuve. Therefore, says the Or Sameach, that the Rambam holds that there's no chashash, shema teikalo beinov lo itzio, since the Yovam is chayev in Tosefes ksuve. So he'll think twice before he would be megaresh to Yevomo. That's how the Or Sameach answers the Rambam. Another interesting he'ora we find here in the Rishonim, in the Ramban, in the Rashbo, in the Ritvo, that they say, what will be the din if the Isha is ksheir labailo, but she's a shniyo layovom? Does she get a ksuve or not? So say the Rishonim that it's poshet that she gets a ksuva mibailo rishon, which means that she gets a ksuva from the nechosim of her first husband. And even though she's a shniyo layovam, that's no reason for her to lose out and not get a ksuba from nichsei bailo harishon. The Rishonim bring from the Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi is mistapik in such a case when the isha is ksheir labailo and she's a shniyo layovam. Say the Rishonim, the Ramban, he does not understand what's the suffix of the Yerushalmi, l'choyretz poshut, that the isha should get ksuva minichsei bailo rishon. Adds the Ramban and says that from our Gemara we see clearly l'choyro that in such a case when the isha is ksheir labailo and she's shniyo layovom, that she gets a ksuba from nichsei bailo rishon. Since we see that the whole suffix in our Gemara is only when the isha is a shniyo labailo and ksheir layovom, is mashma lehedye that if it's the opposite, that the isha is ksheir labailo and she's a shniyo layovom, then she gets a ksuva mibailo horishon. The Or Sameach in Perek Beis Miyibu Malocha Yudzayin wants to be miyashev the Yerushalmi, and he says that the suffix of the Yerushalmi speaking when the yovom was koines the yovom beisr, since she's a shniyo layovom, she's osur on the yovom. And if the Yovam was koines be'iser, on that the Yerushalmi is mistapik, maybe she loses a ksuba, even from nichsei bailo rishon, since she was niseis la Yovam be'iser, so chachomim were koines the isha, the Yovamo. And Dor Samechen says that l'choira the Rishonim learned pshat in the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi speaking when the Yovam was not koines the Yovamo, and on that, the Yerushalmi is mistapik, maybe she does not get a ksuva minichsei bailo rishon. And on that, the Ramban asks that he does not understand why shouldn't the isha get a ksuva minichsei bailo rishon. Ad kan divrei ha'or sameach. But lanius daiti from the Loshon HaRamban is muchach, that the Ramban is speaking even in a case when the yovam was koines the yovamo. And I'll quote a part of the Loshon HaRamban. Ve'ilu shniyo le'yovom ve'loi shniyo le'bal lo'i mi'baylon klal de'vadai mi'bal islo ksuvo ma bein zu le'mi she'ein le'yovom. Adds the Ramban and says, u'mi'yovom nami pshitalon de'leislo kish'ar ha'noisei shniyois. The Ramban says clearly that from the Yovam, it's poshut that she doesn't get a ksuva. Why? Because it's not different than any noise shniyos. So we see the head here from the Loshon Ramban, that the Ramban is speaking that the Yovam was koines, and therefore the Ramban says that she does not get a ksuva from the Yovam, just like any person that's noise shniyos, that we say that the Isha does not get a ksuva. So we see clearly that the Ramban is speaking in a case when the Yovam was koines the Yovamo. And in spite of that, says the Ramban, that from nichsei bailo rishoin, it's poshet that she gets a ksuva. And on that brings the Ramban that the Yerushalmi is mistapik, and the Ramban does not understand what's the suffix of the Yerushalmi. Therefore, lechoyro, the explanation of the Or Sameach is tzorich iyun. We'll continue now the Gemara. The Gemara says on the end of the Amud, Omar Rab Shimon ben Elozar, Mipnei ma omru al mona lekoyin godoil, yesh lo ksuva, Mipnei shehu pasul, vehi psula, vechol mokim shehu pasul, vehi psula, konsu oisoi ksuva. Says the Gemara, that al mona lekoyin godoil, chachomim were koines, the baal, the koyin godoil, that he has to give the isha ksuva. Why? Mipnei shehu pasul, vehi psula. The question is, what does it mean, Mipnei Shehu Posel? The Kohen Gadol that gets married with Almona does not become a Posel, a Kohen, he does not become a Cholol. So what does it mean, Mipnei Shehu Posel? Says Rashi, that the Gemara means to say, that we find in the Gemara in B'choyreis, on Daf Mem Hei Omud Beis, that the Gemara says, the Mishnah there says, that a Kohen, that's noise isha be isur, a kohen that gets married with an isha that's posul de kahuna, as long as he lives with her, he becomes posul la avoido. The question is, this psul la avoido, is it a psul de rabbonon, or it's a psul de raise? We find in the Mogen Avrom in Orachaim, Simen Kuf Chof Ches, Sifkot Nun Dalet, that the Mogen Avrom says, that this psul is a psul derabonon midin knas. Chachomim were koines, the koyen, since he's living with the isha be'isur, that he's posul avoido. And this psul avoido includes also that he cannot be noise kapayim. He can't make birkas koyanim. And the Mishneh Brura in Simen Kuf Chof Ches, Sivkotin Kuf Mem Zayin, paskins like the Mogen Avrom, that this koyen is posul l'nesius kapayim midrabonon. On the other hand, we find in the Tshuvas Chsam Sofer in Chelek Vav Simen Yud Beis that after he brings this Mogen Avrom that we mentioned, he brings Tshuvas HaReim in Simen Untes, and the Reim says clearly that this psul is a psul doyraise. And I'll quote a part of the Loshon of the Chsam Sofer. The Chsam Sofer writes, Bidoyraise posul lechol kdushas kehuna, midechsiv vikidashtoi, vidarshinen reish perekoisho rabo, vikidashtoi doifnoi, de beis dinikachu al korchoi, upirish rashi bachumish, vayikrochof alef, shim nosa noshim huasurois loi, yikfenu beis din lohoitzi. Says the Chsam Sofer, shmamino miloshen ze, kolzman sheloi kofu, Einoi Mekudesh, says Chsam Sofer in the name of the Re'im, that since the Pasuk says Vekidashtoi, and we learn out from the Pasuk of Vekidashtoi that Beizdin have to force the Koyen to be Mekudesh, and if the Koyen is Noisa Isho Ba'avera, he becomes Ois Mekudesh, which means that he loses his Kedushas Kehuna, and as long as he lives with the Isho Be'iser, he's posul la'avoido midoyraise. And therefore, just like he's posul la'avoido, he's also posul in Sius kapayim. So we see that the Re'im holds that this psul of noise, a koyen that's noise isho ba'avere, that becomes posul la'avoido, is a psul doyraise. So it comes out that we have here a big machloikes la'alocha le'maise. According to the Mogen Avrom, comes out that a koyen that's noise isho ba'avera is posul in Nesius kapayim only midrabonon. But according to the Re'im comes out that a koyen that lives with the isho be'isor is posul in Nesius kapayim midoy raise. We'll continue now the Gemara on Amud Beis. Mai ike bein Rebbe l'Rab Shimon ben Elozar. The Gemara says, what's the nafkemine between the shita of Rebbe and the shita of Rab Shimon ben Elozar? Explains the Ritva that the question of the Gemara is only according to the first Iko de Amri that the Gemara says before, that the Dover Acher is going according to Rab Shimon ben Elozar. But Rebbe holds that the whole distinction between Shniyois and Chai V'Lavin is that Shniyois are Divrei Soifrim, and Divrei Soifrim Tzrichim Chizuk. And on that, the Gemara now asks, what's the nafkemine between Rab Shimon ben Elozar and Rebbe? But, says the Ritvo, according to the second Ika de Amri, that Rebbe is the one who holds the Dover Acher, so it comes out that Rebbe holds, besides the Svara of Divrei Soifrim Tzrichim Chizuk, Rebbe also holds of the Svara that when the Isha is Margil the Ish, Chachomim were koines the Isha. If so, says the Ritvo, there's no nafkemine la'alocha between Rebbe and Rab Shimon ben Elozar. Therefore, we must say that the question of the Gemara, what's the nafkemine between Rebbe and Rab Shimon ben Elozar, is going only according to the first Iko de Amri. If so, that the whole question of the Gemara is going according to the first Iko de Amri, asks the Ritvo, why doesn't the Gemara say a poshet nafkemine between Rebbe and Rab Shimon ben Elozar? The nafkemine is by chalutza. Since chalutza is only osur midrabbonon, so according to Rebbe, chachomim were koines the isha, and according to Rab Shimon ben Elozar, chachomim were koines the baal, since he's margil the isha la'aveiro. Answers the Ritva that the Gemara could not say that the nafkemine is by chalutza, even though chalutza is osur to the koyen midrabbonon, but since chalutza we learn out from the posuk, we have an asmachte from the posuk of ve'isha grusha, from the vav of ve'isha, so since we have an asmachte, it's a chomer dike derabbonon, and just like by deiraisa we say divrei toiro ein tzrichin chizuk, so also by such a derabbonon, a chomer dike derabbonon, as chalutza also eino tzricho chizuk, and therefore chachomim were not koines the isha. That's the teretz of the Ritvo. Comes the Oruch Laner and says that from this Ritvo that we just mentioned, we could be miyashev shitas Rashi in Makois. We find in Rashi in Maseches Makois in the Mishneh in Daf Yud Gimel that Rashi says a tremendous chiddush. Rashi learns pshat over there in the Mishneh that the Mishneh means to say that chalutza is a sura lekoyen midoiraise. And if a koyen gets married with a chalutza, says Rashi, he's chayev malkus. That's how Rashi over there learns pshat in the Mishneh. Comes Tosfos over there in Dibur HaMatchil Grusha and asks on Rashi from the Gemara in Kiddushin. We find the Furush in the Gemara in Kiddushin, that the Gemara in Kiddushin says that chalutza is asur lekoyen only midrabbonon. The same thing we find in the Ritvo over there in Makis, Daf Yud Gimel, that the Ritvo asks on Rashi from our Gemara here in Yevamis. We learned here in the Gemara before that the Gemara says mefurish that chalutza is asur lekoyen only midrabbonon. Therefore, Tosfos and the Ritvo over there in Makis explain a different pshat in the Mishnah in Makis, and they hold that it's poshut, that chalutza is asura lekoyen only midrabbonon. Comes the Oruch Laner and says that from the Ritva that we mentioned before, in our sugye, we could be miyashev the shita of Rashi. We have mentioned that the Ritva asks, why doesn't the Gemara say an afkemine between Rebbe and Rab Shimon ben Elozar, chalutza lekoyen? Since chalutza lekoyen is osur only midrabbonon, so we have an afkemine between Rebbe and Rab Shimon ben Elozar. And we mentioned before the teretz of the Ritva. Says the Oruch Laner that Rashi also had the same kasha of the Ritva, and Rashi did not want to answer like the Ritva, because the teretz of the Ritva is a little bit doichak, and therefore Rashi answered that according to the first Iko de Amri of the Gemara, Rebbe holds that Eino Chanami Chalutza is Osur Midoy Raise. And therefore, the Gemara cannot say that the Nafkemine between Rebbe and Rab Shimon ben Elozar is Chalutza, since Rebbe holds that Chalutza is Osur Midoy Raise. But Eino Chanami, according to the second Iko de Amri of the Gemara, comes out that Rebbe holds that Chalutza is Osur Midrabbonon. So it comes out, according to Rashi, that this shaila, if chalutza is asur lekoin midoraisa or only midrabanan, is a machloikis between the Ika de Amris. According to the first Ika de Amri, Rebbe holds that chalutza is asur midoraisa. And according to the second Ika de Amri, Rebbe holds that chalutza is asur lekoin midrabanan. Therefore, says the Oruch Laner, that Rashi holds that wherever we find in Shas that the Poshet Pshat in the Gemara or Mishneh is that Chalutza is Asura Lekoyen Midiraise, that's going according to the first Ika de Amri of Rebbe. But the places that we find in Shas that the Gemara says Mefurish that Chalutza is Asura Midirabonon, that goes according to the second Ika de Amri of Rebbe. So Divri Rashi are Miyushav Kemin Choymer. Ad kan divrei ha'oruch laner. I found b'siyada d'shmaya in the Chidushi Ma'ariach on the Mishnayis, here in Perek Yesh Mutorois Mishneh Gimel, that is also Meyashev the Shita of Rashi and Makis, just like the Oruch Laner, and it's mamesh b'vchinas shnei nevim shnisnabu b'signoin echod. Another derech we have to be Meyashev the Shita of Rashi and Makis is Alpi the Mishnah here in Yevomis on Daf Memdalet Omudalef. The Mishnah brings a machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Chachomim, what's the din legabei achois chalutzosoi? We know that achois grushosoi is osur midoraisa. Says Rabbi Akiva that just like achois grushosoi is osur midoraisa, so also achois chalutzosoi is also osur midoraisa. On the other hand, Chachomim Acholik, and they say that Achois Chalutzosoi is only Osur Midrabonon. The Gemara there says, what's the mokor of Rabbi Akiva that Achois Chalutzosoi is Osur Midiraise? Says the Gemara, and I quote the Loshon HaGemara, Taimed Rabbi Akiva, the Omar Kro, Beis Chalutz Hanal, Hakosuv Kroi Beisoi. Says the Gemara, since the Torah calls the Chalutza Beisoi, which means Ishtoi, so we see that the Torah regards the Chalutza as if she was the Isha of the Yavam. And just like Achois Grushosoi is Osir Minat Torah, therefore says Rabbi Akiva, also Achois Chalutzosoi is Osir Minat Torah, because Chalutzosoi is also regarded as Ishtoi. Comes the Toises Yeshonim over there on the Gemara and says a tremendous chiddush. Says the Toises Yeshonim, since Rabbi Akiva regards Chalutzosoi Ishtoi, if so comes out, L'choira, says the Toises Yeshonim, that a Chalutza should be osur to the Koyen Midoraisa, since she's regarded as the Isha of the Yavam, and the Chalitza is similar to Geirushin, so just like a grusha is usher to a koyen, midoiraise, so it's also mistaber that a chalutza should be usher to a koyen midoiraise, and therefore says the Tesis Yeshonim that when the Gemara darshins from the posuk of Ve'isha grusha me'isha lo yikochu, and we learn out from the Vav of the Isha, the Rabbis Chalutza, that's not a smachte, it's a drosha gemura, since Chalutza is called Ishtoi. On the other hand, according to Chachomim, that hold that Achois Chalutzosoi is only Osur Midrabonon, and we do not regard the Chalutza as if she's Ishtoi of the Yavam, therefore, comes out that a chalutza is osur to a koyen only midrabonon, and the posuk of v'isha grusha mi'isha that we learn out from the vov the rabbi's chalutza is only a smachta. Adds the Tosis Yeshonim and says that the Mishnah in Makos that says that chalutza lekoyen is a iser deraisa and the koyen is chayev malkois is going according to Rabbi Akiva. This beautiful pshat of the Tosis Yeshonim we find also in the Meshech Chochma, in Parshas Emor, in the beginning of the Parsha, that he says by himself this chidush of the Tosis Yeshonim. And the Meshech Chochma adds that wherever we find in Shas that it's mashma in the Gemara that Chalutza is osur midoraisa, it's going b'shitas Rabbi Akiva. And all the Gemaras that say that Chalutza is also l'koin midrabanon is going b'shitas Chachomim. According to this Toisis Yeshonim and Meshech Chochma that we just mentioned, we could be miyashev also the Shita of Rashi. What Rashi says in Makos, that the Mishnah holds that Chalutza is also l'koin midrabanon, Rashi also means to say that the Mishnah there is going b'shitas Rabbi Akiva. In Eino Chanami, according to Shitas Chachomim, Chalutza is Osro Lekoyen only Midrabonon. Therefore, we have a Poshta Teretz on the Kasha of Teisvis and the Ritva there in Makos. Teisvis and the Ritva ask from a few Gemoras that we see that Chalutza is Osro Midrabonon. So the Teretz is, Rashi would answer, that all the places that we find in Shas, that Chalutza is Osur Midrabonon, is going Meshitas Chachomim, but the Mishnah there in Makis is going Meshitas Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva holds that Chalutza is Osur Lekoyen Midoy Raise. Another interesting Maremokim we find in the Bartanura in our Mishnah here in the 9th Perek, that the Bartanura asks Astire from our Gemara. In our Gemara here, in Perek Ish Mutoris, we see that Chalutza is Osro Lekoyen only Midrabonon. On the other hand, in the Mishnah, in Makos, is Mashma that Chalutza is Osro Lekoyen Midiraise. Answers the Bartanura and says a tremendous Chiddush, that the Mishnah in Makos is speaking Legabe Koyen Godol, and Legabe Koyen Godol Chalutza is Osro Midiraise. On the other hand, our Gemara is speaking legabe koyin hedyoit, and legabe koyin hedyoit chalutza is osur only midrabonon. Comes the Tosis Yom Tov here in our Mishnah and says that this chiddush of the Bartanura is tzorich iyun godol. From where does the Bartanura take this chilek that there's a distinction between koyin godol and koyin hedyoit? If by koyin hedyoit the isur chalutza is only midrabonon, mehechetesi that by koyin godol the isur chalutza would be your isur deraise. Therefore, remains the tesis yomtiv betzorach nyun godol on this chiddush of the Bartanura. We'll continue now the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ela Omar Rav Yosef, machzir grushosoi misheniseis ika binayu. Man de Omar deraise. Honami doiraise, uman de omar repneishu hu margilo, ho hi margilo le. Says Rav Yosef, the nafkemina would be between Rebbe and Rav Shimon ben Elazar in a case when a person is over the isur of machzir grushosoi. Machzir grushosoi is osur minatoiro, and on the other hand, machzir grushosoi is an avera that the isha is margil the ish. So we have an afkemina between Rebbe and Rab Shimon ben Elazar. Continues the Gemara and says, "Ude Rabbi Akiva de Omar yesh mamzer mechay velavin holoi margulolei." Says the Gemara that according to Rabbi Akiva, this nafkemina is incorrect, since Rabbi Akiva holds yesh mamzer mechay velavin. So here, by machzer grushosoi, the isha is not margil the ish because she doesn't want the children to be mamzerim. So according to Rabbi Akiva, comes out that there's no nafkemine between Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar by machzir grushosoi. Comes Rabbi Kiveiger and asks a strong kasha, that l'choyra the Gemara could have said a poshet nafkemine by machzir grushosoi. In a case that the husband is a mamzer, and he got married with a mamzeres, and afterwards he was megarish the mamzeres, and the mamzeres got married with a different mamzer, and then the second husband either died or was megarish the mamzeres, and then the first husband was over the isur of machzir grushosoi. In such a case, says Rabbi Kiveiger, we have a poshut nafkemine. On one hand, the isur of machzir grushosoi is the isur deiraise. And on the other hand, in such a case that the husband is a mamzer, so the isha is margil him ba'avera, because even without the avera of machzir grushosoi, still the children would be mamzerim, since the husband is a mamzer. So says Rabbi Kiveiger, we have a poshut nafkemine between
Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer remains Rabbi Kiveger betzorich iyun godoil.
We'll continue now the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ela omar af popa, be'ulo lekoin godoil iko beinayu. Man do omar doi raise, honami doi raise. Uman do omar mepnei shehu margilo, ho hi margilo lei.
Says the Gemara that we have an afkemine by be'ulo lekoin godoil.
We know that the Torah asers the Kohen Gadol to get married with a Be'ula, even though she's not a Grusha and not Almona. If she's a Be'ula, she's Aser Be'isur Esei to the Kohen Gadol. So on one hand, we have your Isur Deiraise, and on the other hand, since it's only a Isur Esei, so the children would not become Chalolim and not Mamzerim, therefore the Isha is Margil the Kohen Gadol Be'avere. That's the nafkemina that Gemara says between Rebbe and Rab Shimon ben Elozer.
We have learned in Daf Pei Hei Omud Aleph on the bottom of the Omud that Rab Shimon ben Elozer says that kol mokoim shehu posul vehi psula konsu oisei ksuvo,
which means that whenever the Avere causes either the Isha to become psula or the Ish to become posul, then the Isha is not margil the Ish ba'avera, and therefore chachomim were koines the Baal that is chayiv in ksuvo. Now, what does it mean that the Ish becomes posel? So we have already mentioned in the beginning of the shir that the shita of Rashi is that the Gemara means to say that the Ish becomes posel la'avoido, like we find in the Gemara in Pchoyeres, that the Gemara says that a koyen that's noise Isha ba'avera becomes posel la'avoido. And therefore, since the Kohen, the husband, would become posul avoido, so the Isha is not margil him be'aveira.
Comes Teisvis on Omud Aleph, Dibra Matchil v'chol Mokoim, and asks on this Rashi Akasha from the Gemara that we have just learnt.
The Gemara says that the nafkemina between Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is by a bu'ula le Kohen Gadol. On one hand, it's Isur Deraise, and on the other hand, the Isha here is Margil, the Kohen Gadol Be'avera, since it's only an Isur Esei. Says Teisvis, according to Rashi, that when the Kohen becomes Posul Avoido, the Isha is not Margil him Be'avera. If so, over here, since the Isha is a Bu'ulo, she's Osir to the Kohen Gadol, so she passels the Kohen Gadol from Avoido, therefore she's not Margil him Be'avera. And if so, we have no nafkemine between Rebbe and Rab Shimon ben Elazar. Therefore, Teisvis is choylik on Rashi, and Teisvis explains that what Rab Shimon ben Elazar says, kol mokim shu posul vihi psula, konsu oisei ksuba, the meaning of the words hu posul is not like Rashi, that the koyen becomes posul avoido. Just the pshat is that the vlad becomes posul. And when the vlad becomes posel, the isha is not margil the koyen la'avera. That's the pshat of Teisvis. Comes the netziv in the Meroi Misode here on Yevomis daf pehei omud aleph, and wants to be miyashev the kashe of Teisvis on Rashi, and he says that Rashi learns that this halacha that the Gemara says in Bechoyrois that when the isha is osur on the koyen, the Kohen becomes Posul Avoido, that's only by a Iser which causes a Psul Chalolus. But Legabe the Iser of Be'ula Le Kohen Gadol, since that Iser does not cause a Psul Chalolus, because it's only a Iser Esei, then even though the Kohen Gadol got married with the Be'ula Be'iser, he does not become Posul Avoido. If so comes out, that the nafkemina of the Gemara is very good. On one hand, the Isser of Be'ula LeKohen Gadol is Isser Deraise. On the other hand, since this Avera does not cause a Psul Halolus, so the Isha is Margil the Kohen Gadol Be'Avera. And that's the nafkemina between Rebbe and Rab Shimon ben Elazar.
We'll continue now the Gemara. The Gemara says, Elo Omer Avashi, Machzir Sofek Soitosoi Iko Beinayu. Man domar doi raise, honami doi raise. Uman domar mipnei shehu margilo, ho hi margilo lei.
Says the Gemara
that the nafkemina between Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar would be in a case when we have a sofek soito, that's osur al bailo. So mitzad echo, the iser of sofek soito al bailo is a iser deiraise. And on the other hand, the sofek soito is margil bailo, since she has nothing to lose. Says the Gemara, Ulrab Masye ben Chorosh, the Omar afilu holach bailo lashkoiso, uvo leo baderech aso zoino, ho loi margalolei. Says the Gemara, according to Rav Masya ben Chorosh, that he holds that if the husband was bo al ishtoi, which is a suffix soito, before she was shoisei, the mei soito, the halacha is that she becomes a zoino. And if she becomes a zoino, then she wouldn't be margil the husband la'avera, because, says Rashi, she wants to be kosher l'kehuna. Therefore, she's not margil him la'avera. And if so, there is no nafkemina between Rebbe and Rab Shimon ben Elazar. That's the pshat in the Gemara according to Rashi. Comes Tosfos here in Dibur HaMatchil Ula Masya ben Chorosh and asks on Rashi, and I'll quote the Loshna Tosfos. V'koshe, kevon de girsho, lav bas shesio, kedemuchach, besoifo isho rabo, de ko'omar mai iryo bo'oleo, afilu nosan lo get nami, vafilu omar eini mashke nami, pirush de shuv einoi shoiso. Says Tosfos, since we're speaking here in the Gemara that the husband was megarish this sofek soito, so the halacha is that once the isha, this which is a sofek soito, was misgarish, she becomes posel l'shtias mei soito. And since she's posel l'shtias mei soito, so there's no nafkemini anymore if the Baal was Baal Leo. She anyhow is posel l'kehuna because she is a sofek soito. Therefore, it says Tosfos, there's no reason why the isha should not be margil the ish, the husband la'avera. Come the achronim and ask on Tosfos, why doesn't Tosfos ask a poshet kasha on Rashi? Tosfos should ask, since the Gemara is speaking that the husband was megarish the isha, so anyhow the isha is posel the kehuna because she's a grusha, and therefore there's no nafkemina if she'll be shoisei the meisoito or not. She's anyhow posel the kehuna midin grusha. Therefore the isha is margil the baal la'avera. Comes the Marasho and answers that Tosfos learned that the Gemara here is speaking by a bas koyen. In a bas koyen, there is an afkimine, even though she's a grusha and she's posel lekehuna, but still she's mutter b'achilas trumo. And therefore, if she would have a possibility to drink the mei soito, then she would want to drink the mei soito in order that she should not become posel letrumo. Mimele, the isha would not be margil the husband la'avera. Therefore comes Tosfos and asks, but here, since the isha is a grusha, so the halacha is that she cannot drink mei soito. And since she cannot drink mei soito, so she's posel la'achilas trumo, and therefore she's margil the husband la'avera. So if so, we have no nafkemina between Rebbe and Rab Shimon ben Elazar. That's how the Marasho explains the kasha of Tosfos. Comes the Oruch Laner and says that he does not understand the explanation of the Marasho. According to the Marasho, Tosfos should have asked a poshet kasha. Since the Gemara is speaking that the Baal was Megarish the Isha, if so, even according to Rav Masya ben Chorosh, we have a poshet nafkemina. The nafkemina is by a Bas Yisrael, not by a Bas Koyen. By a Bas Yisrael, that's anyhow Osur Betrumo, and the husband was Megarish her since she was a Sofek Soito. So now, Mitzad Echod, she is Osur Lebailo, Mitzad Sofek Soito. On the other hand, she is Margil him Be'avere since she's anyhow Apostle Lekuna Midin Grusha, so she has nothing to lose. So she's margil in Be'avere. So we have an afkemina between Rebbe and Rab Shimon ben Elazar. That's the kasha of the Oruch Laner on the Marasho. Therefore says the Oruch Laner that we must see a different pshat in Tosfos. That Tosfos did not want to ask on Rashi that this Isha, since she's a Grusha, so she's any Alposel Kehuna, therefore there's no reason why she should not be Margil, the husband, La'avera. Tosfos did not want to ask that on Rashi, because Tosfos L'shitosam L'kamon Seyos Vora, that the Isha, even though she's Posel Kehuna Mitzad Grusha, she does not want to become a Zoyna, because a Zoyna is Gnai Hula, Tosfos says. Therefore, there is still a Svara that even though she's Posel Kehuna Mitzad, that she's Grusha, a Grusha, still she does not want to be Margil, the husband, to Avera, because she does not want to become a Zoyna. Therefore, Tosfos asks on Rashi that since the Isha is a Grusha, and the Halacha is that a Grusha cannot be Shoisei anymore Meisoito, so she's anyhow going to be posel to Kehuna Mitzad Sofek Soito, so therefore she's Margil, the husband, La'avera. That's the Kasha of Tosfos on Rashi. Ad kan divrei ha'aruch laner. We'll go back now to the Kasha of Tosfos on Rashi. We find here in the Rishonim that the Rishonim explain and answer the Kasha of Tosfos on Rashi bepshitus. Tosfos learned that when Ravashi says Machzer Sofik Soito Iko Beinayu, Tosfos learned that the Loshon Machzer Sofik Soito means that the husband was Megarish the Sofik Soito, and therefore Tosfos has a strong Kasha on Rashi. But say the Rishonim that Rashi learned that the Loshon Machzer Sofik Soito does not mean that the husband was Megarish the Sofik Soito. The Loshon Machzer Sofik Soito means that the husband was Poirish Miishtoi, which is a Sofik Soito, and then he was Machzer her. Therefore, the Kasha of Tosfos doesn't start, since the Gemara is not speaking in a case that the husband was Megarish the Isha. That's how the Rishonim explain the Shita of Rashi.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.